It seems there is no end in sight for our drug problems, and it seems unlikely there ever will be. People claim we've lost the war on drugs and should make it a normal part of our society. I disagree. We've lost focus and haven't tried hard enough. The liberal way of thinking has brought us to the point, the idea of consequences for your actions is entirely foreign to them, and by being nice to criminals we can change their behavior. That ignores the fact that the rest of us deserve to live in safety. It's a charter right. It's come to the point where the transit system in our major cities has become unsafe for riders. Random attacks happen almost daily, due to violent homeless, primarily driven by drug addiction. There are some great artistic presentations in downtown Calgary, but it's usually about midnight they end, not a good time to be there. Property crimes have escalated to the point that the cops can't be bothered coming out to investigate, again driven by drug addiction. Just report your break-in online and an officer will give you a phone call. You're the bad guy if you find it necessary to defend yourself. We've become prisoners in our own homes, it would seem. Political correctness has made for some interesting media releases as well. The other morning I heard a suspect charged with operating a motor vehicle while pursued by a peace officer. Somehow, I don't think that's a criminal code offense. Forgive me for laughing. A recent Alberton carried a report of a drug bust in Sundry, carried out by the RCMP tactical unit as they believed based on prior behavior, they were dealing with dangerous offenders. The alleged offenders were arrested and promptly released with a promise to appear, no doubt not their first rodeo. Coincidentally, members of the Siksika Nation staged a protest about the same time protesting this circus. They, like other reserves, have a major ongoing drug problem, a funeral a week, one participant stated. Drug dealers are arrested, charged and released to return to the community and carry on business as usual. What's the point of pursuing them? I could think of some nice prison sites on Baffin Island, no fence required. The latest quick fix is as mass distribution of naloxone kits to deal with drug overdoses. I see them in the drugstore along with the now almost expired COVID test kits. I have no intention of acquiring one, though they do come with a nice fancy case that could hold fishing tackle. The injectable option would appear to be dangerous for use by poorly trained people as well. In the end, it's not going to make a difference. Hans C. Ullman, Mountain View County.